Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This is truly an epic event that is raising awareness and revealing just how much is happening in the world of embodiment. And this gives me hope about where we're heading as a people. I'm Amara Pagano. I'm the founder of Azul, a conscious movement path of personal transformation. I work with the body and the power of movement to awaken love and consciousness. Embodiment is a key to my work. And the journey of embodying the map of Azul is what facilitates the process of self-realization. I'm excited to sponsor the Dance and Creativity Channel to share my love of movement and to celebrate the power that it has to serve our collective evolution. If you are interested in awakening your deepest potential or curious about the spiritual and healing aspects of embodiment, I encourage you to check out Azul. Everyone is welcome. I work with people who love movement and people who have never moved. Follow the link and you'll find three gifts for you: a 50-minute Azul journey, a special discount on our online embodiment training, and a free month in our upcoming membership program. So come, check out the Path of Azul. I'll be presenting on the main stage here and in the Dance and Creativity Channel, and I hope to see you there. For now, enjoy the richness of the presentation you're about to see.
We are starting our session with Megumi Miyata, a flamenco dancer, movement medicine teacher, and tequitina practitioner. So Megumi is a dancer, seeker, bridge builder, and teacher of flamenco and movement medicine. And she was born as a third generation of Korean descent in Japan. And her ongoing quest for the meaning of life took her to travel throughout the world and meet the dance. Welcome, Megumi, and please, words to you.
Hello. Welcome to each one of you. My name is Megumi, as Antonia beautifully presented. I'm from Japan and teaching dancing, flamenco, and movement medicine. I felt sorry for Amara that we couldn't hear her messages. So if you want to listen to her message, we can listen again in a different opportunity in this Dance and Creativity Channel. Yeah. So thank you for coming. Really, thank you for coming. And this is a great opportunity for connecting globally and sharing this human wisdom that we are continuously evolving together. And today I want to take this opportunity to explore with you the movement of our hands so that they will be your ally and your best friend and a supporter to your day-to-day life. And before anything, let's connect to our body. We are in an embodiment conference. Let's start to connect by connecting to our body. So please close your eyes if you can. And connecting to the ground where part of your body is touching. Maybe your feet, maybe your hand. And receiving its presence, that living being giving us everything, Mother Earth. And thanking her support, thanking for her presence. And we also open to the other big support from the sky. Sense our spine that lengthened towards the sky and receive this immense open space above us, shining on us, moon, star, or maybe sun, maybe rain. Just receiving this constant change and the space. And coming to the center where we are between earth and sky, into our body. And here, let's take deep breath all together for a few times. Breathe in. Sense your body expand. Breathe out, relaxing. And another breath in, filling your lungs, bellies. And breathe out, relax even deeper. And for the last time, breathe in. And breathe out, we come back to the connection here and now, to each other, slowly opening our eyes. So today we will explore the movement of our hands. And I want to tell you why I decided this theme for today. I started to dance flamenco over 20 years. And from the beginning, I was fascinated by the movement of our hands, of the dance, where there was a power and gentleness and sensitivity in and out, and taking the apples from the tree to the basket, apples, and giving to the neighbor, and cutting and throwing away and making shape with your hand. Such a beautiful and powerful. I was hypnotized each time seeing the dancers. And one of my first teacher told me the secret of this flamenco dance, which was this hand movement of our hands as a dance of our soul. Our hands can tell the story of our soul. I was excited. And since then, I started to see, observe, watch how people are moving their hands, not only in the dance, but in a daily life, how they engage their hands, where they put, how they move. And I came to realize one thing, which was our hands are the most creative being in our body. The most creative being in our body. And seems to me that they have their own independent intelligence, our hands. They're multitasking. That imagine your morning, you wake up, wash your face, and go to the kitchen cutting vegetables and eating breakfast with your chopsticks if you are Asian, and go to work driving and using mobile phone and painting, washing, cleaning, everything. And think about when you meet someone, What do you do when you meet someone? You have an eye contact first, and then we bring our hands. Maybe not in this COVID time, but we bring our hands to shake, and this is the first contact point to other human being. And I forgot to tell you that please keep your hand alive, since where you're putting your hand while you're listening. Yeah. And here I would like to bring you a question. Once I saw a Buddha statue in Nara Prefecture, where is the oldest statue in Japan, 1,400 years old. And the statue was holding like this, the hands. What do you think they mean? Yes. Can you put in a, if you have an answer, please write on the chat, what do you think they mean? Welcome, yes. Holding and greeting, yeah. Yeah, maybe give and receiving, wow, great, wow. Greetings and giving, yes, great. So many people giving and receiving, beautiful. And this particular one in Nara, 1,400 years old statue, this hand was, this right hand showing the palm to you means not to be afraid, not to be afraid. And this left hand showing the palms gently holding like this is salvation. This is a Buddha bow to save everyone on this earth who is in pain, suffering, who needs help. The Buddha is here to help you. Yeah, and I want to raise another question to you, which is this. This was a Buddha statue in Laos. What do you think they mean? Surrender. Beautiful. Wow. Blessings, peace. Wow. Yeah. Reflecting, yeah. Don't be afraid, you are welcome here. Let in peace. Yeah, beautiful. Be calm, yeah. So I was surprised, actually, when I saw this in Laos, in Vientiane, in the museum. I was really shocked. There were dozens of this Buddha statue, which was like my height, 160 centimeter, very thin and very calm and golden color. Dozens of them, they hold all like this. I was impressed, but didn't know what they mean. And I looked at the panel, which was saying, cease the war. Stop fighting. These hands were saying, stop fighting. So when I read it, I just started to cry in my tears, imagining what the strong history they needed to go through. So hands, messenger, as well as very creative being, hands as a messenger. Yeah, thank you, yeah. So, Now I would like to invite you to finally move our hands here. You all can see some people here on screen. All of them are good friends of mine from many different places. Aki and Makoto from Japan, Ing from China, Celine from Israel, Silvana from Italy, and Vina from United States, and Ludmila, I guess this is Sketive, I guess. But I don't see her, so I can't really tell, but from Zimbabwe. So we have good connection across the globe. And thank you all that we can't see you, but we are connected. Thank you. So let's start by tuning into our hand and our breath. So when you breathe in, please close your hands. Yeah. And when you breathe out, open. Breathe in, close. And breathe out, open. And next, when we breathe in, show yourself the palm. And breathe out, show the others the palm. And breathe in towards yourself. And breathe out to the others. Yeah, in your own rhythm. And for the last time, breathe in and out. Yeah. Thank you. And bringing together your hands. And how are they? How do you feel them? Are they cold, warm? Please say that in yourself. Are they soft? Are they tough? Are they nervous? Just saying that in yourself. And let's start first moving randomly, whatever you want. Yeah. So that I start the music to support our dance. Today the music is by beautiful musician from Kyoto, Akira Ikeda, who is a good friend of mine, who is sharing with us this music, representing 2020. Which is called Zero Point. And with this support from his beautiful music, I want to introduce you to 3S movement. Three S movement is 3S. First S is slow. And second S is short. And third S is shape, making shape. We will go through each S slowly. So first we go into the slow movement of our hands. When we move slow, we have much more space to sense what's happening inside. So just sensing with this slow movement. And with your breath, and sensing the tip of your fingers, beautiful, and moving just the right hand, slow movement, And you can watch the screen sometimes. And if there are any movement that calls your attention, follow. Follow someone's movement. And sensing how is it? How does it make you feel? Your right hand. And shifting into left. As if passing the baton to your left hand. Breath. And both hands together, right and left. Sensing through moving. And from here, we can shift into second S, which is a short movement. Short movement. Short movement. Short movement. Short movement. As sharp might be short, sharp. Yeah. And shake too. And releasing, releasing, and bringing your hands together. And now for the second time, ask yourself, how do they feel? Are they warm, cold, soft, hard? Just saying to yourself. Yeah. and breathe in and out. And now we go into the third S, which is making shape. Making shape. Making shape. Yeah, making shape. And we start to interact to each other. Those of you who are on the screen, take a look at the other hands in the screen. Yeah. And sometimes showing, sometimes imitating, following. And please stop in one shape. And sense how it is like your fingers, your palm, sensing and releasing. And another shape. Stopping in a shape. And releasing. And another shape. And releasing. And next time, when you stop in a shape, asking yourself what the title of this sculpture you made. What would be the name of this sculpture you just made? Naming that in yourself. And release. And keep on moving. Keep on moving our hands. Keep on moving our hands. Keep on moving. And sensing your hands with great care. And as the music changes, we start to bring our hands closer to the screen and really interacting with each other. Different colors, different shapes. from different land, and sending our good wishes to each other through our hands. And also to those who are not visible, but they're connected to this circle of hand dancers, saying hello and good wishes. Yeah, thank you. Beautiful. Yeah, sending our respect, living in this time of challenge and opportunity. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you, yeah. And I invite you to bring now your hands together and sensing how they feel after this interconnection. How do your hands feel? Warm, softer, gentler. And then bring these hands to your heart. And connecting to your inside with your hand. Closing your eyes if you feel comfort. And through sensing this presence of your hands in your heart, asking, what would be if I'm allowed to dance with my hands, the dance of my soul? How would they be? If I may give permission to move with our soul, how would they be? Gently bringing your hands in front of your heart. And first, with closed eyes, start to move. Letting them move. The story of your soul. And sensing the movement, sensing through movement, when you are ready, start to open your eyes and see by yourself the dance of your hands, dance of your soul. And let them see you. Let others see your dance over your hands. Dance over your life, your soul. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And interacting, if you may, if you feel called to reach out to the others with your hands. Yeah, with your heart, with your soul. Breathe. Yes, showing and seeing each other. And for the last time, making shape. That your hands won't. Just let your hands make shape. And if there is a title in this shape, keep that title in your heart. Say it clearly in your heart, the title of your sculpture. And breathe in. Receiving all the goodness from this, and breathe out, dissolve. And now we bring our hands to anywhere in your body, wherever you want to. You can hug yourself. The hands support you, which is a force movement our hands can give support. Just receiving the support from our hands. Slowly coming back to the connection with yourself and with us together, all together. Thank you for the messages on the chat. Thank you. I am reading all of them. Thank you. One hour is very short, and but still I would like to hear from you some one word or few words of how was the experience for you, and then we can move into the question and answer. So if anyone inside this visible circle, anything you want to make comment, please do. And please do in the, everyone in the chat, please. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
If somebody wants to say out loud, you can unmute yourself and say it.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so please, if anyone. Yeah, stop fighting. Flower and hearts, something new. Thank you. Wow. Thank you, Colibri. Wings of Colibri. Ah. I was just reading the chatting, and if you want to share the title that you made on the last sculpture, if anyone want to share strengths, thank you, gratitude, yeah, wisdom, peace, loyal friend, seed, hope, as inside, so within, embrace, interconnected sing, wings of birds, love and receiving. I'm sorry if I miss someone, but beautiful, thank you.
That is amazing, so many beautiful sculptures.
Yeah, amazing.
Thank you, Megumi, and we have 5 minutes for questions. And yeah. We already have one, and for those who have questions about this method or this performance, please type your question in Q&A box. You can find it on the bottom of this of your screen. So first question is, it felt really nice to move my hands, but I was surprised that they were turning cold during the exercise. Could you explain why that happens and what it means?
Thank you, Gritchi. I hope I pronounce well your name. I have no answer. I just had this thought that maybe you, because you have given attention to your hands through moving, you just recognized the real sense of your hands, which came to you as a coldness. I had this thought when I read your message. And I recommend you to keep on moving if it pleased you. And please ask yourself when it's cold and when it's becoming warm and when it feels soft. Explore, please.
Mm-hmm. Also here, comments that cold means receiving, warm means releasing. So, but probably that is all individual for everyone. Like, how do you see that? And other question is about how can we continue the interconnection? And I think the second question is about that as well. Wow. Probably you have some online classes where we can continue this beautiful dance together.
Thank you, because the interconnectedness, this is really beautiful. Please keep on dancing with your hands, and also as the answer came to me is that as we shift our awareness and intention to really to engage our dance, our being into moving, which is embodiment actually, then the world opens up. So please keep on dancing, and please keep on reaching out, because this is a part of conscious dance, and there are a lot of sort of conscious dance movement, but there are very, I don't know if there are any classes with only hands moving, but it was a great opportunity to try this out with you all. And I do a class online, and I can share later the website and the email address. Yeah,
we have posted your link to your website in the chat.
Okay, thank you.
We'll repeat once again. And yeah. I think that we can continue that dancing on slow, short, and sharp.
Thank you, that. Yes.
Yeah, maybe all already in a Facebook group from Dance and Creativity channel. So if you're willing to join and dance, you can share your small performances in there. You're more than welcome.
Beautiful.
All of you, if you want to do that. And so for the last 5 minutes we have, I want to remind you that we have an opportunity to continue this dialogue in Facebook and also in the coffee break rooms that are available on the portal. You can join them anytime and talk to other participants and speakers. Also in the Facebook group, this video will be available for 48 hours after this session. You can review that and share your experience, maybe share some words in there.
Yeah.
And I'm reminding you that this session and all the other sessions are available in our library. So if you want to continue practicing with this amazing music and with Megumi and other speakers, you can buy this library and upgrade position in on the portal. And for the last closure, we are collecting quotes from all the speakers. So Megumi, there is a question for you. What is your top tip to stay embodied?
Yes. So take your hands and dance with you everywhere.
Amazing. Okay, we have hands everywhere with us, so we can practice.
Yeah, exactly.
As I remember, you asked to close this session with the minute of silence. So I invite everyone now to be silent for 1 minute.
Yes, and I can ring a bell, and as a closure, I can ring again. Do you permit me? Yeah,
sure.
Okay, so let's all connect together in this global connection. That thank you for coming and thank you for being here. So 1 minute silence to hold our relations to the whole circle. Thank you. Thank you. May all this spread in a good fertile land. Thank you, Antonia. Thank you all for coming, and thank you, Pam, there. And
yeah,
let's keep on connecting.
Thanks to everyone, and come back to Dance and Creativity Channel for the next session, and have an amazing day.